You know, the anticipation of that when I'm just waiting and going, how am I going to do this? And I'm just sort of looking at the room and which one's over here and which one's over here. And what do I got to say to make this work? And blah, 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 blah. That anticipation, it's a drag.
Hi there. This is James O'Brien. And I'm very excited about next Tuesday, September 6th, when All Your Days, the podcast returns for season 3. It's been a completely stunning summer of interviews with amazing creative people who are all going deep with the pod, getting into the early days, the twists of fate, vanishings, resurrections, all the ways we explore what it means to be alive and pursuing a passion in these very troubled times.
When you're an ally and you're somebody who cares about another community and to risk your own reputation, life, or emotional sanity, and you're doing it by choice, it motivates the entire community.
It's really powerful to me to be able to sort of have that faith. And I wish that for anybody who is kind of going through what I've been calling a quiet period, because they can be brutal. And I feel like maybe we don't talk about them enough as creative people.
So listen up for a bit of what's coming this September and October, including the unstoppable Hamill on Trial, the luminous and mighty return of Michael McDermott with a new album and a memoir of his life, music, drugs, how he escaped some dark, dark times.
And then the record starts to disappear a little bit and less people show up. And now there's very few people in the room. And then the shots become shots before the show and during the show and after the show and back at the hotel. And with the, you know, then you start, and there's a magnet to that energy. You meet dirt balls and then it becomes this thing. And then you're calling ahead to make sure they got coke and make sure that girl's going to be there. And then the show becomes inconsequential. I don't give a fuck about the show.
You know, I know that every month we're going to have 1 to 5 shows that get canceled.
In my mind, Nightmare on Elm Street was not a big get. I was on my way to being, I don't know, whatever guys like, people I was auditioning and going up for roles at that time with, like Ethan Hawke or Johnny Depp or Brad Pitt or Keanu Reeves, or like I was on, that was the trajectory I had for myself in my mind.
The painter, Annie Liest, on her journey as an artist with limited vision, engaging in new visual formats. The musician and actor, Andras Jones, who's been on the big screen and the stage, but he's also on a journey into something else, something mysterious, meaningful. Matt Smith, managing director of the fabled Club Passim, on how the Landmark Room survived 2 years without in-person concerts during the pandemic. Karim Nagy on being an Egyptian-American artist in a country at a time when the other is othered like no other time in our lifetimes. More guests, too, throughout the season, including a major player from the anti-folk scene who's working on his first new album in years, and also one of my favorite New York chefs on how she kept her head above water cooking from her home kitchen during the lockdowns. The new episode drops on Tuesday, September 6th. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to hear what you think about the new stories we're about to share. All Your Days, the podcast, is back for season 3, September 6th. Get your pod.
Oh, and then my friend Billy Nagorski, there was so... You want to hear the story? We got enough time or no?